It's the review show on the Anfield app. If we want to talk about Ferraris and garages, let me tell you, I feel like a fucking clapped out Ford Cortina doing 70 on the motorway. What are we on? Game 61? Game 61 of the review show this season. Yeah, bear with me. I'm not too well, as you can probably hear. Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson, Sean Rogers. To discuss Liverpool, get a 2-1 win away to Southampton. Sean, let's have a little chat about Southampton for a start. 10 days since the last game, 6 changes, and a new shape, veering away from the 4-4-2. I mean, there was a lot of commentary around them being in a 4-4-2, about them countering in a 4-4-2 during the game. I think from a few of the lineups and the influence maps that we've looked at, a little bit more 5-4-1 at times, a little bit more 4-4-1-1. What do you think they were trying to do with that in terms of nullifying Liverpool? And also, what do you think then happened in terms of it causing problems for themselves? I think just want to particularly mention them in wide areas there, and a look at Teller and Elianoussi, and their sort of lack of impact in the game going forward.
Yeah, I think overall, firstly, it does show you the problem with when you have that extended break, because coming into this, you've got Liverpool absolutely out on their feet as a sort of the majority of the squad, the plan A squad. And with Southampton, you've got a team that, you know, I know a lot of them around their club is that they're on the beach. You know, you look at the way that Newcastle approached the Arsenal game. I think that's why their managers come out and said, this is a Champions League final for us, which I'm sure all of us were thinking, oh, come on, give us a break. Can't you just roll over a bit like teams do for City? But I think if you're in his shoes, that's why he's trying to just drum up something for this game, because he's thinking to himself, I don't know if Liverpool are going to rest everyone, and if we don't get our act together, we're going to get thumped. And I don't need that. We don't need that, and we certainly don't need it right now. I need a performance of sorts. I think it shows you, one, the issue that every club has when you've got a 10-day break to try and get any kind of rhythm. And two, I think his aim was similar to what they did against City. You know, I was sort of looking at where they were trying to funnel Liverpool last night and what they were trying to make us do. Dan, you've put some great stuff in the group about sort of how that looks to fit in a little bit to how they approach City. And ultimately, it makes sense. Try and restrict space deep in their half and make them put a load of crosses in or shoot from distance. And that makes tons of sense. It's not as easy to achieve as it might sound, but that's what you want to try and do in this. I think the problem for them is that Redmond ends up getting dragged back with primarily Gomez and then Milner due to the way that, A, Liverpool are moving the ball from a possession point of view, but I also think that Matip, and to a much greater extent, Konate's out of this world at penning them in.